You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping things up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The Browns set to open the preseason, as we said, against Washington Redskins tonight. It was a fun preseason game last time around. Connor Shaw with the Hail Mary to Ogaboogie. Almost pulling off the miraculous win Monday Night Football. We had birds were flipped. We had Hail Marys completed. I think today will be a little bit less eventful.
Yeah, I do too. Do you think that some of the remainder of the Washington Redskins roster that was there for last year will have anything to say to Johnny Manziel? Or is it irrelevant now after the fall from grace?
I don't know.
It's still a preseason game, so it'll be fun.
I think they'll try to get to
him. I do too.
And try to get under his skin.
Yeah, I do too.
I think they will. By the way, the Browns 2-point favorites tonight against Washington Redskins.
Is the kid wagering tonight?
You can't bet. Listen, when you bet, obviously there are people who are going to bet on preseason. If you're betting on preseason, you
call 1-800-GAMBLING.
Yeah, let's go ahead and calm down a little bit right here about that right now. The Browns are, however, 3-point underdogs right now for week number one against the Jets. Hopefully we'll see that number.
Really?
That number,
what was it prior to Geno Smith getting
punched?
It was
also 3, but it actually is they made it tougher to bet on the Jets. So the Vegas thinks that it's better for them.
With Fitzpatrick?
Yeah.
I could see that because Geno was a crapshoot, right?
Yeah, but he was playing pretty well at the end of last year. I thought.
Yeah.
You know what's amazing to me is that, by the way, what did you think of all the of the sketchgate now with Tom Brady? Why are they won't they leave this poor woman alone? They've got her in talking about it. She's on ESPN, she's on NFL Network.
It's just that
what is up with our culture? What's going on?
Yeah, that's the point that I'm trying to make. It's like, okay, great. Make a point of it that it doesn't look anything like Tom Brady, you know, who's one of probably the better looking fellas in the National Football League. And it's just the angular structure of her drawing. But the public is lucky to have that inside look into the courtroom to begin with. And then what she provides to you is not good enough that you need to just drag her through the mud and all these different renditions that you see out there, but putting his head on different people's bodies and so on and so forth. But it's like, come on, really? Like, touch it and leave it.
Touch it, leave it alone, let's go. But to be fair, I'd like a little more accuracy out of my court reporter.
I do
sketch
too.
Artist. And by the way, what are we doing with sketch artists still? Take a picture on your iPhone.
I don't think you're allowed to have phones in the courtroom.
Why can't the court have the phone there? Now, granted, they could have had cameras back in the day as well.
Or a tablet or like a...
something in there.
Yeah, or GoPro.
Something
freeze
in there.
Freeze frame, something. Yeah.
All right, who scores the first touchdown for the Browns tonight?
Who scores the first touchdown for the Cleveland Browns? E.J. Bibbs.
E.J. Bibbs with Johnny off of the hand of John Football?
Yes.
All right. E.J. Bibbs. I think that they're going to walk down, and I think Isaiah Crowell is going to get the first touchdown.
Walk down?
They're going to walk right down the field.
All right.
They are going to walk.
I wouldn't hate it.
I wouldn't hate it either, and then you can get Josh McCown out of there. It's certainly going to be a lot of fun going to the stadium tonight. There's an article on ClevelandBrowns.com you can check out about just everything you need to know about going to the stadium, getting in, et cetera. A lot of fun. Again, Dog Pound Drive, that will start at 5 o'clock, 3 hours before the kickoff there on the south side of the stadium. You're going to be a part of the Cleveland Browns pregame show. When do you start on that?
6 p.m. The first hour will be myself and Tony Rizzo kind of co-hosting that show, and we'll be joined by Ken Carmen, who then, you know, departs our show in the last 15 minutes. And then we're joined by Dustin Fox. So the first hour, myself, Tony Rizzo, Ken Carmen. Second hour, myself, Tony Rizzo, and D Fox.
Ken Carmen is all, he's like a number one pick, that guy. What a fine
man. He is.
He's
a great guy.
He's a great guy, Ken Carmen.
I like working with Ken.
I do too. So this is this lineup for you on TV tonight, starting at 7 on News Channel 5, the new TV home of the Browns. You're going to have Building the Browns at 7, then the pregame show at 7:30, and then, of course, kickoff at 8 o'clock. Mike Patrick, Solomon Wilcots will be on the call for that one, and Andy Baskin on the sideline. On the radio, the pregame starts at 4 o'clock and carries you all the way through kickoff at 8 o'clock. Matt will be on there. Riz will be on there. We've got also Dustin Fox, said Kent Carman. So a lot of people there ready to bring it. Yeah, all the news, and then the radio broadcast on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. We'll have Jim Donovan, Doug Deacon on the call as always. I'll be on the sideline, which we'll be doing all regular season long as well. So it is for people who are asking if the game is going to be streamed live. I believe on NFL.com, you can get a preseason pass, which gets you every preseason game. However, that does not apply if you're in your own market. So I don't know if this is going to be streamed on News Channel 5 Live. I'd imagine not. I imagine this is television. This is a television property, but if it were to be streamed in the Cleveland area, it would be on WEWS.com. If not, if you're outside the Cleveland area, you can get it. You can watch it online through NFL.com. So definitely that would be the way to get it if you're outside of the Cleveland area and you want to watch this game.
Sure.
Take it in. Soak it up. Let's go. Johnny Manziel, Josh McCown, it's football. What are the players doing right now? It's a preseason game. Here it is, 3 o'clock. You're 5 hours before kickoff. What are the players doing right now?
Did they stay in a hotel last night? Yeah, they had to stay in the hotel last night. They're in the hotel last night. Right now, I would say the first bus probably leaves the hotel for the stadium at about 4:30, you know, which would get them there right about 3 hours before. So right now, they have they woke up this morning. They had a big, you know, big breakfast, and then they have most likely some individual or team meeting, you know, where Pettine addresses them, you know, for no more than 10.
So what's he saying? What's he saying on game day?
Expectations. You know, what he wants, the you know, the product that we talked about, what you would like to see from not only the guys on the field, but the professionalism, year two, the respect that you can potentially earn, you know, by those outsiders looking in on this football game, all of that. You know, he's laying it out. It's not fun-loving players coach today because it's game day. It's the business side of Mike Pettine. On him wanting a business-like atmosphere and a business-like team to take the field. He conveys that. You break into offense, defense. Coordinators do some of the same, and most likely they will have provided, you know, all offensive players and defensive players the game plan of what's in for tonight. You know, if there's 90% of the packages in, they're going to be dabbling in 30, 35, 40% of it with a combination of, you know.
And very vanilla calls.
But man, zone, you're only going to carry a couple fire zones, which are zone blitzes. You're going to carry a couple man blitzes, one red zone call, you know, one backed up call, you know, those scenarios they come up with.
Sure.
So it's going to be very basic. And for the backups in this game, which is very difficult having, you know, that I've been there is, you might get the same consecutive call three plays in a row, you know, because it's going to be so vanilla. You're not going to want to show a bunch of stuff. But, you know, as a defensive guy, you know, you want to attack. You want to be pressuring. You want to play that man press coverage that these guys love playing. But you might get the same vanilla zone defense 100 times over in a row as, you know, in the second half of the football game, which is sometimes frustrating because you want to showcase your ability in what you practice. But Jim O'Neill doesn't want to get anybody hurt and doesn't want to show too much.
All right, well, it all happens in about 5 hours at First Energy Stadium. Again, the game not for real, but an opportunity for this Browns team to say, look, we're in year two of this program. We look like a well-oiled machine. We're not going to make the sloppy mistakes. We're going to be tough. An opportunity to stop the run. Danny Shelton, Nate Orchard, and all the rookies making basically what is their NFL debuts against the Redskins tonight. So a lot to watch, a lot to pay attention to. The quarterbacks, how do these running backs step up and do? Are they ready? Is somebody ready to seize that job? A lot of storylines, and we'll be breaking down the game tomorrow all day long here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We'll see you on the TV broadcast. We'll see you on the radio broadcast for tonight's game. For Matt Wilhelm, our producer Matt Fontana, and today, for Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by the great folks at Liberty Ford.
Great folks. Let's go, Browns!
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.